Starting a business, there are tons of avenues that you can travel. Heck, that really is true of just being an entrepreneur in general. But the roads that we don't travel could be just as helpful to our success. So the first no that I'd say when starting a new business, let's talk about that after the theme song. So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things: doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. Okay, so when I think about starting a business and that very first no that I would say, it would come in the midst of a lot of things happening. And when I say that, I mean there are, you're trying to figure out what product or service I'm going to offer, trying to figure out what help I need. I'm trying to get things set up, my foundations in terms of the systems that I'm going to use, the technology maybe that I'm going to use. So many different things that I'm trying to figure out. And a lot comes in the whole, what will I sell? What will this be? What will be the thing that people actually want? And when I say a lot, it's because so many product ideas may come, or service ideas may come, or business ideas on the whole. And so when I think about that first no that I would say, it has a lot to do with saying no so that I can say yes. And when I say that, I mean, I can't pursue every single idea that seems like it may make some money, or every single idea that seems like, okay, this could be a winner for my business, or okay, I could add this in my business, plus I could add this, and I can get extra revenue if I add this thing over here. When I start feeling myself adding more and more and more and more, and not seeing enough traction in any one thing, that would give me the sign to say, no, focus a little bit. So when I think about that first no that I'd say, it's me saying no because I want to be able to say yes to things like focus and being able to really test and validate my ideas. And I can't give due diligence to testing out the ideas that might work if I have 500 of them. Now, if I have maybe 5 of them, even that's a lot. So maybe if I have maybe 3 of them that I want to give some credence to and test. And what I really do is say, okay, well, I've got these 3. Let me at least start with this one, because if I'm testing it, it's going to have some variations. I've got some product idea. Well, I may want to vary it a little bit. I may want to test out who exactly it's going to resonate with. So I may have 3 or 4 different customer profiles, and I want to test out the value propositions and what will ring here and what will ring there. It's hard to do that when you're doing too many things at one time. So I truly believe that that first no is saying no to really doing everything. Saying no to doing everything so that you can say yes to be able to test and understand, you know, what are going to be the core things that you should move forward with and that will really grow your business. And I think if you don't have the capacity to test and learn what will work for your business, what will attract the client that you're looking for, what will solve their pain points, what will add value to their lives, what will be profitable to your business to grow, if you don't have the capacity to test and learn and figure that out, that's your measuring stick. Start saying a little bit more of the word no till you get to the place where you have that capacity to take that on. All right, take this and take action. I hope you have a great day, a great evening, whenever you're listening, and I'll talk to you again very, very soon. You can find the show notes for this episode and just about all the other episodes on CandiceSpears.com. So go and check it out. Not only can you find the show notes, but you'll find other bonus resources, some freebies, some blog posts that may be helpful to you. There's plenty hanging out at my home base. So go to CandiceSpears.com. I guarantee you there will be some things there to help you on your bigger impact journey. Goodbye for now.